morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday. We bring in America's premier political humorist and satirist. Happens to be a graduate of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. It is Bill Melberg from Chicago. Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And greetings, ESPN Radio and sunny listeners.
Well, Bill, another week, another scandal. Last week, Edward Snowden was an unknown 29-year-old living in Hawaii. This week, Edward Snowden is known around the world as the man who leaked the secrets about the NSA monitoring all of our phone calls, emails, and internet transactions, all in the name of national security.
Yes, and you know, I think most people would be a little more willing to accept Barack Obama's assurances that Big Brother isn't watching us if it weren't for that other scandal about the IRS targeting the president's political opponents. And that's what gives the president a major credibility problem, especially in light of these revelations about the federal government secretly tracking the phone calls and emails of virtually every American.
And that's why we've invited President Obama to join us this morning to talk about the situation and to answer a few questions about eavesdropping. Joining us now is the President of the United States of America. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Mr. President, let's cut to the chase. Whose phone calls and emails are being recorded, and who is listening to them and reading them?
Stevie and Diane, I can assure you and your listeners that nobody is listening to your phone conversations, and nobody is reading your emails. I mean, do you really think the government has the time and the money and the personnel to listen to every phone call and read every email in America?
Well, I don't know.
Stevie, trust me. As long as you're a law-abiding citizen who likes me and has nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about.
Well, that's good to know, sir. And trust me, we've had nothing but good things to say about you and your administration on this program. Isn't that right, Diane?
That's right, Mr. President. We have nothing but good things to say about you. And that goes for Bill Melberg and Coach Mike Ditka and Stevie's brother Johnny, too. Believe me, we've always been very supportive of you and your administration.
Then how do you explain this telephone conversation recorded at 8:31 a.m. on Friday, April the 13th, 2012?
Good morning, Bill. Are you ready to do the show?
Good morning, Diane. Yep, I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, we've got another weather to do now. I just got to check it here. But Stevie's coming in. We'll be on the air in just a minute.
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Stevie J, how are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm great. Hey, Bill, what are we doing on this morning's show? We pretty much focused on Mitt Romney and the Republican primaries these past few weeks. You want to start pounding Obama?
Good idea.
Yeah, why don't you hit him on that attackwatch.com thing again? And I don't know what you think, but maybe I think that whole attackwatch.com thing comes across like, I don't know, Big Brother?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, Obama's trying to get people to snitch on their co-workers and their neighbors.
Yeah.
Anyone who says anything against the president's going to be reported to the White House.
Yeah.
To attackwatch.com. Stevie, you're absolutely right. It's
yep.
Big Brother.
You guys, we're on the air in 10 seconds.
Okay, all right, so. Diane. Thanks. You ready to go, Bill?
Yep. Let's hit Obama really hard this morning. Stevie?
Yeah?
That's enough of that clip. But tell me, do you really think that exchange was, quote, supportive, unquote, of my administration? It sounded pretty partisan and critical to me.
Mr. President, where did you get that recording?
It's none of your business.
Well, I think you need to hear that conversation in the proper context, sir. This is a political satire program. Last year was a presidential election year, and we had been spending most of our time poking fun at Mitt Romney and the Republican candidates during the primary season, but as it became clear that Romney was wrapping up the Republican nomination, we thought that, well, in all fairness, we should start poking fun at you again, too. Trust me, Mr. President, we don't take sides on this show. We just poke good-natured fun at both sides.
Well, Steve and Diane, I have good reason to think that's not true. How do you explain, for example, this exchange recorded at 8:31 a.m. on the morning of November 2nd, 2012, just 4 days before the election? Listen to this. Hello.
Hey, it's Diane, and I Stevie's right around here. I'm gonna get my coffee. Hang on a second. Okay, it's time for me to do the weather. Wait, I'll be back with you guys in just a minute.
Hey, Bill.
Stevie!
Hey, Bill. Hey, this is our last chance to pound Obama before the election. Hey, well, what do you want to do with this?
Yeah. I mean, come Tuesday, he's toast.
Yep. Yeah, really.
I mean, you know, given the bad economy and all, how can Barack Obama possibly get reelected?
No way!
So should we take it easy on the poor guy and poke fun at our next president, Mitt Romney? Or should we take one last swipe at Obama and really pile on him?
Just pile on him.
I mean, what the heck?
Well,
after next Tuesday, we won't have Barack Obama to kick around anymore.
All right. 3 seconds to airtime. We're on, guys.
Once again, it's Friday, and that means it's time for our political humorist, Bill Melbert.
Stevie? Stevie?
Yes, sir.
Did you just hear that?
Yes, sir.
And so what do you have to say about that clip?
Well, once again, Mr. President, all I can say is where did you get it, and how did you get this?
Stevie, we have our ways. And those ways are none of your business.
Mr. President, do you mind if I ask you a question?
I wouldn't mind at all, Diane. It's always a pleasure talking with you. And as you know, I want to have the most transparent and open government in history. So go right ahead.
Mr. President, what do you think of the following statement recorded on December 15th, 1791? Quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated."
Could you read that one more time?
From the Bill of Rights, it's the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, the same Constitution you swore to uphold and protect when you took your oath of office.
Well, Diane, let me point out, as a constitutional scholar, and as you know, I taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago after I was a community organizer and before I became president. That passage you mentioned, that Fourth Amendment thing, it doesn't mention anything. I mean, it says here, persons, houses, papers, and effects. That does not mention anything about phone calls or email.
We didn't have those then. Let me point out that we've run out of time in this segment, but when we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will be taking us back to the good old days of telecommunications. Stay with us on the internet at ESPNCU.com and at 95.3, 93.5. We are ESPN and Sonny. How about operator and Jim Croce? 8:45, we're back with Bill in a moment.
Hello, the Gordon on Minute.
Back with Bill Melberg, political humorist in Chicago. And Bill, with all of the news about Verizon turning over all of its phone records to the government and the government tracking all of our calls, you have a reminder for us that things could be worse.
That's right, Stevie and Diane. Here's a clip of a phone conversation that reminds us just how much worse things were back in the old days when our service was provided by the Haney Telephone Company. Let's take a listen.
Haney Telephone Company, good morning.
Oh, hello, Mr. Haney. How's it going?
Just fine. Is there anything else you want to know?
No.
Then I'll just put you down for 50 cents.
What for?
You ask how everything was going, and that comes under the heading of information, and all information calls are 50 cents.
How can you charge 50 cents for information?
It'll cost you another 50 cents for the information on how I can charge 50 cents for information.
Get me Mr. Drucker.
Station to station or person to person?
What are you talking about?
Are you asking for information?
No.
Well, it sounded to me like you was. Why don't we just split the difference and I'll put you down for a quarter?
How can you possibly charge? No, let me rephrase that. Drucker's is a local call.
Not since I rezoned the valley.
You rezoned the valley?
In answer to your 50 cent question, yes.
Get me Drucker's.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Oh, hello, Mr. Drucker.
I'm sorry, your 3 minutes are up. That'll be another $2.
$2? That's highway robbery. I haven't even talked to Mr. Drucker. I've been talking to you.
It don't make no difference who you talk to. It's $2 for 3 minutes.
Look, you... Oh, Mr. Drucker.
Yes, sir.
Do you know where...
I'm sorry, your 3 minutes are up. That'll be another $2.
Don't tell me it was 3 minutes. It couldn't have been more than 10 seconds. All I said was, do you know where... Wait a minute!
I'm sorry about that. My bonger went off half cock.
Haney, what are you trying to pull?
That'll be 50 cents on your bill, Sam.
Look, Haney, I ain't gonna pay you any 50 cents for...
Now, whose bill do I put that last bomb on?
Forget it. I'll find Mr. Kimball myself.
I tell you, Green Acres was such a funny show. Oh, man. I tell you. So I guess things could be somewhat worse, Bill.
Yes, those were the good old days of operated assisted phone calls and party lines. But at least the government wasn't listening in.
Yeah.
But you interviewed Eddie Albert.
Yes, I did in 1985, a long time ago. He's a friend of Bob Tolson's of the Champaign Park District, and he was always about trees and nature. He was a good guy. Eddie, I think at the time he might have been 90. He was pretty old. Anyway, great guy. Eddie Albert, star of the Green Acres show. I loved Hank Kimball and Mr. Haney.
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Well, not really beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. Hey, Bill, thank you as always.
Askewawa.
Thank you, Diane.
Stevie, you're an awesome father.
Oh, thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
I'm very blessed and highly favored. Thankful every day for that opportunity to be a dad and a husband. See you Monday. I'm Stevie J. That's Bill Melberg. That's Diane Ducey. Bill, of course, at an evening with thepresidents.com. Stand by ESPN on the 93.5 side. I'll play some tunes for you on soft rock. That's next. Have a great Friday and a great Father's Day.
We're talking with Tim and Terry from Chester Finance.